You see, our scripture this morning can be read a very different way. Yes, a good friend can pick you up when you fall. But, folks, it goes the other way as well. Other friends can pull you down. Other friends can guide you down the wrong path in your life. Other friends can put you in a place where you really, honestly, don't want to be. So I pray with every fiber of my being, youth and young adults, that you choose wisely who your friends are. Don't choose friends thinking you're going to change them. It's easier to pull somebody off of a chair than it is pulling somebody up to a chair. You understand what I'm saying? Friends, youth, I beg you, choose wisely. Amen. I want to do something a little different. I don't know if this church has ever done it, but I would really like to do this. And during our song of invitation, which is Hymn of Promise, I would like, and Deanna's going to have to sing a little louder because probably most of you are going to be getting up. But first of all, I want children up here during this to come up during the Hymn of Promise. And parents, if you need to carry your child, come on down, all right? Then I want older kids, and then I want our youth, and then young adults and parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, and then beyond that, the church. I want everybody to be down here, the entire church, all right, down right here. And what I want you to do, if you're standing in the very back, I want you to lay your hand on the shoulder in front of you, and that'll just come right on up to our children and our youth. Does that make sense, everybody? So let us stand and sing the Hymn of Promise, and as we gather down here, just move on down, all right? Okay, let's start with our children.
Keep going.
Come on down, kids. Come on down. All right, youth, come on down.
In the park there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies
will set me
free. In the field a flower flowers.
All right, young adults, parents. Front, I want you to lay your hand on a head or on a shoulder and just work that on back. Everybody, all the way to the back, I want everybody touching your shoulder with your hand so we're all one community. Folks, this prayer is focused on what is happening right here and right now. These aren't our future. These are our present. Amen. As a church, let us always be focused as we are right now. Look at this. We are focused on our children and our youth and our young adults. These are the people that will change other people's lives. So let's pray. Gracious God, as we lay our hands upon our children and our youth and all of this church, all of this congregation that is gathered here is one, Lord, by touching one to another, to our youth and children. I ask for your powerful presence to be here. May your power be felt through each touch, Lord. May we, as a church, always focus on what is best for our children and our youth so that they know they have a safe place in your presence, Lord, in this church to gather. May every member of this church, whether present or not, realize that we are responsible. We took a covenant when these kids came before us with their families that we would help their parents and guardians raise them in a Christian faith, in a Christian home, and a Christian family. And so we ask for your hedge of protection to be around these children and these youth. May they truly feel and experience your guidance and direction in their lives. May they find friends, Lord, that are of you. They find friends that are supportive of them, but also tell them, Lord, when they're going down the wrong path. We love friends like that. We ask your powerful anointing upon these children.